Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm telling you two things now to be very careful how you refer to the Holy Spirit. Be careful how you refer to Him. And secondly is the blood. How you speak of the blood. These are two of the most holy and to be most revered things in heaven and should be on earth. His Spirit and His blood. Hebrews talks about people insulting or doing despite and insulting the Spirit of grace and insulting the blood. So when you talk about the blood, let me say it like this. No jokes about the blood. You know what I mean by that? And be careful about jokes about the Holy Spirit. And be careful about being irreverent. I've heard some people, I don't know, they didn't mean anything by it, but they say, do you got the ghost? Well, that's not quite respectful enough for me. How many know what I mean by that? And I don't want you to make mistakes in these areas, and I want you to help other people too, particularly about these two things. Watch how you refer to the Holy Spirit. Watch how you refer to anything concerning the blood. When we're talking about the blood, show all the respect you know how. All the honor and respect. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, show all the respect you know how. And you know, there's a lot of people that make fun of tongues, don't they? Yep. Talking in tongues. And if they weren't so ignorant, they'd be in trouble. The Lord has mercy on people that really don't know any better. If they're really totally ignorant. But if you know it's God and you make fun of it like it's not, that's serious. I said, that's serious. You can be judged for that kind of thing. You don't want to do that. But here in this place, we show the Holy Spirit respect. Yes. Amen. Yes. I mean, He's the director of affairs of the church on the earth. That's right. Isn't He? He only says what He hears the Father say in the Lord Jesus. And we want to be reverential and respectful. And when we talk about the blood, I mean it once a month. We set aside to show honor and respect for the blood and the body. Amen? And we never want that. One reason we don't do it every time is because we don't want it just to be a routine. We want it to be something special that we honor and respect the blood and we honor and respect the body. Can you say amen? So beware of jokes about these things and irreverence because it's improper. And if you know better, it can bring judgment. In Romans 12, are you there? Romans 12 and verse 10. Romans 12 and 10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, doing what? Preferring one another. In honor, preferring one another. Number one way we said that you show respect, that you show honor, is how you refer to things. Number two is how you prefer people and our things. Show preference. I mean, it's as simple, your favorite piece of jewelry. Maybe you got a watch that's more expensive than any other watch. I've got several nice watches. Not ashamed of them either. Even if I paid full price for them. But fact is, every one I got, somebody gave me. We were moving into our house, you know, and we had a room that's kind of a like a little parlor type room. And got a grand piano in there. And got a big nice painting from Europe. And got a bronze sculpture on one side. And got some antique chairs, and somebody walked through there. I said, you know, I hadn't thought about it. Everything in that room has been given to us over the years. We hadn't paid one penny for everything that's in that room. Sometimes people, you know, see a preacher have something, they think, well, dear God, ain't no telling how many offerings he took to buy that. Well, and some have, you know. But you got that in any profession, don't you? I mean, any profession. And it's up to you. Really, you know, you're responsible for before the Lord if you put money into a place you shouldn't. Did you hear me? It's not just all their fault. I mean, you're supposed to pray and hear from God, too. But, you know, I've got a couple of nice watches that some dear friends of mine gave me. Well, that's important to me. One of them, a senior minister that helped me get started in the ministry, gave to me. It's very nice. Well, I don't just throw that in the corner. You know what I'm saying? I give it preferential treatment. In fact, I'm believing for a special case for it. How many know what I'm talking about? I want it. I don't just throw it in a drawer. I don't just pitch it over in the corner of the room. I give it preferential treatment. Now, I got a little plastic Timex I wear when I swim. I throw it in the drawer. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've had it for years. I mean, I just throw it in the drawer. But this one is a Breitling from Switzerland, and it's very nice. And I have a place I put it. I give it the preferential spot. How many know we're not supposed to do that with a watch?
That's right.
We're supposed to do that with people.
Yeah.
Amen.
The one way you show honor is by preferential treatment. Now, I use my Bibles, but I don't throw my Bibles in a corner with the magazines.
No.
I know it's just a book. I know it's just paper. But I have written all through my Bible things the Lord said to me about scriptures and about times and seasons and things. And the words that are there are precious to me. So I don't want just anybody grabbing my Bible and running off with it either. A lot of times I'm going to other churches and stuff and somebody will start to grab my Bible. I say, whoa, 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 wait. No, I got that. And why? I give it preferential treatment. Are you with me?
Yes.
We're going to have, some special meetings here right away. And we're going to have some special seating for some people too. Does the Bible say give honor to whom honor is due?
Yes.
Does it say don't be a respecter of persons?
Yes.
Well, how do you rightly divide that? Does that mean that everybody gets exactly the same treatment? No, it does not. You don't treat people different just because of their flesh. You don't treat people different just because they have money.
That's right.
You don't treat people different just because they might have had some success in the world.
Right.
Now, that's what some folk don't understand. But you do show respect and honor for people that have been faithful serving God for 50 years. People whose lives and commitment to God and the ministry have changed millions of lives. They all don't have to wait outside in line. No, we're going to save them a seat. We're going to bring them in the side door.
Amen.
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 We're going to bless them. Everybody say preference.
Preference.
Well, now that doesn't just stop with maybe ministers that you respect. He said that we're to prefer each other. We're supposed to show some application of that with everybody that's a believer, everybody that's a child of God. We can treat you special just because you're a Christian, just because you're a believer. Just give you a cup of cold water, not just because you're thirsty. Are you getting this? Do you hear? Are you hearing with your spirit this morning? Not just giving somebody a cup of water because they happen to ask for one or because that they are thirsty, but because this is a child of God. I'm not just giving this to you as a man. I'm doing this to you as a child of God, as a disciple of His. In honor, preferring one another. Go with me to the book, please, of 2 Kings. 2 Kings. And the 4th chapter. A lot of this has been lost through the years. And people either seem to get in one ditch or the other. It's either all pomp and circumstance and just, somebody trying to impress somebody. It's not all about if you know which finger to hold up when you pick up the teacup. You know, you can have a lot of that stuff and have no respect, can't you? And you can have people that make a big to-do just because they want to be the hot thing going on in town, and they want to be able to say, we're the ones that had them come to us. But when the people actually come there, sit there at the table and talk about them behind their back. There's not really any respect there. They're just doing things for advantage, doing things so people will notice them. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the real honor of God. And in doing things for people, God takes it personally. You know, we told this story, you know, some years ago. We were stranded out in the middle of a very desolate place. Our car quit on us back in the very earliest days of our ministry. And we went to like five houses that were, all of them seemed like at least a mile apart. And nobody had time for us. And we found some people who were older, different denomination, different color. But they received us, and when they found out we were Christians, they treated us special just because we were Christians. Man, I'll never forget that. It was cold. They brought us in, built a fire in their little mobile home they had, and they didn't have a phone, but they drove us to where we could get one. And we tried to pay them when it was over with. And the man looked at us. He said, oh, no. And the woman, what'd she say? No, we're Christians. Y'all are Christians. She said, if we can't help a fellow Christian, what's life about? And they showed us preferential treatment because we were people of God. Amen. You know, we should show each other such preferential treatment that outsiders would want to get in. Right, that non-Christians would want to become Christians so that they'd get treated like we do among each other. You know, Lester Summerall, who's going home to be with the Lord now, he was very strong on this with their Feed the Hungry programs. He said, when we go in to feed the hungry, we're going to feed the hungry Christians. And some people had a hard time with that, but he's right. I said, he's right. If you'll study scripture after scripture, you'll find that he talks about loving each other, talking about fellow Christians, doing things for each other. And Dr. Summerall understood this and wanted it demonstrated that if you serve the wrong God, you get the wrong results. Yeah. Now, some people say, well, I don't like that. Well, are you doing either one? See, I mean, but it's right. We should help our own, I don't mean just our own kinfolks. I mean our own Christians, our own believers. There should be something there in preferring and honoring.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.